Okay, here we go. Five short ideas for Parshas Vayelach, Shavah Shuva, Tavshin Pei Gimel. Alim Shvin Tzchus, the first thing for Esther, Chaya Esther Tehila, Bas Ariel Tzipora, Chaya Esther Tehila, Bas Ariel Tzipora, Besosh Chavishal, also Le Nishmas. My great grandmother's Yartza was on Rosh Hashanah, Sara Bas Rav Moidchai, as my friend's grandmother's Yartza was today, Im Emma Shulamis Bas Aram. The first idea comes to us from Rav Yaakov Emden. Rav Yaakov Emden, Ayelach Moshe, opening Pasuk Torah Parsha. And yes, a very similar question, says Rav Yaakov Emden. Lama halach Moshe aleim lo karu ela k'menhag mikodem. Why did he go to them, Kais? Why didn't he just call them? Like everywhere else in the Torah. What's the Indian in Vayelech? So says Rav Yaakov Emden Efshar, which is already saying maybe. Maybe we could connect it to Gemara Menachos. Gemara Menachos tells us that Av Zayin Amen Alf, Avimi Rabbo Shav Chizda, Shalimis of Chizda, Meseches Menachos. The Rebbe of Rav Chizda was Avimi, and he taught Rav Chizda all Meseches Menachos. What happened? Avimi forgot the Gemara Menachos, so he goes to his Talmud, Rav Chizda, to remind him about the Gemara. The Gemara asks him a simple question. Why didn't he call Rav Chizda? That he should come to him. He's the Rebbe. The Gemara gives a very simple answer. He'll have more siyat l'shmaya if he goes himself. When a person puts an effort, a person puts in his own energy, in his own time, there's more of an ability to have atzlach of siyat d'shmaya. So after he goes to the Beis Midrash of Yoshua, because he forgot, Moshe, maybe you could say Moshe forgot, Efshar, says Rav Yaakov Emden, Efshar that he forgot, just like Avimi forgot and he went to Rav Chizda, and the student go to the Rebbe Dafka went to the student. And when a person etzah, they'll have more atzlacha. So just like Avimi went to Rav Chizda, and then Rav Chizda taught it back to him. He didn't ask for a student to come to him. He went to him to have more atzlacha to remember. Because when he puts an effort, so too maybe Moshe bin went to Yeshua, because maybe he forgot something. And this shows a tremendous lesson in Anava. Now let's quote the Gemara in Rosh Hashanah. The Rav Shechter quotes on the Moadim, an incredible Gemara. The Gemara tells us when thinking about the. How a shofar should be. Gemara Rosh Hashanah Daf Chavav and Mebeis discusses the shape of the shofar. Should it be bent? Should it be straight? What should be lachachila? Gemara relates this question to the Avdol Pasha one should maintain when he davens on Rosh Hashanah and Yom Kippur. Because through the shofar, the one beseeches Hashem. And one Tanaic opinion says, no, the shofar straightens his mind. That's a straight shofar and it is a little bit more gaivadik. But we follow the opinion that bows his mind. The better, accordingly, says Rav Shechter, a bent shofar and a bowed posture should be used to reflect an attitude of submission, of anava, and of humility. You need a lot of humility to be able to go from Moshe to Yeshua, and a lot of humility for Avimi to go to Rav Chizda. If you're the Rebbe, but we know that Moshe Rabbeinu, Dafka, we know, Chazal teach us that Moshe Rabbeinu chose Yeshua, or Kadosh Baruch Hu chose Yeshua for his humility. That's in the early on Parsha Shlach. We're going to get to the idea number two. But a beautiful idea, why Dafka Vayelech Moshe, says of Yaakov Emden, just like Avimi forgot his guitar and he went to Rav Chizda, so the Moshe went to Yeshua, shows a tremendous lesson in humility. That's what the shofar, that's what davening him, and those will be just feel this submission, this humility, this surrendering to Kadosh Baruch Hu, idea number two. Idea number two comes to us from the Chasim Sofer, a few psukim later, Vayikra Moshe to Yeshua, Yimar Elab, Lainei, Yitzchoy, Yitzchoy, Chazak, Vematz. Moshe calls Yeshua in front of all Klai Yisrael, he says to be strong. Chasim Sofer wonders, what's this Chazak, Vematz, what's he telling him? Says the Chasim Sofer, you have to look at the Targum Yonason. In Parshas Shalach, I believe, Kad Kama Moshe and Vasuna said Yoshua. And Moshe Benu changes Yoshua Benu to Yoshua. He sees that as a Nava. He sees that Yoshua is a tremendous Nava. Obviously, he's a Talmud Mivak. He's going to learn from the Moshe Adam Mikol Adam. That his Rebbe is the most humble. Of course, he's going to learn. But says now Moshe to Yoshua, yes, you have the Midah of a Nava. Now you're going to be a Manhig. Now you're going to be a teacher. Now you're going to be a leader. Now you have to have both. You have to have the ability to be a Ba Nava. But you also have to have the ability to lead. And this quotes, my Sefer quoted the Yagya Torah, it quotes the Admor of Chorkov, the Chorkov of Rav. It says that the Gemara tells us on Hejed Chav Aleph Amabiz 21b, that a king has to have two Torahs with him. Achas, Munuchas Beveiz Genozov, Achas Hayelo, wherever he goes, wherever he travels. Achimen Shumanig, Sarech Achas Shenechneses Veyotzasimo, Lahanig Edos Barama. Why, Daka, does he need one at home? The one at home symbolizes the Ba'anava. But the one with him chose him that he is to be a manig. He has to have something vayigba liba b'darchei Hashem. That when there's something wrong, not doing it arrogantly, but you're doing it for a Kadosh Baruch Hu. Someone saying lashon hara and Shabbos shuva chas v'shalom at the Shabbos table. You say like Rabbi Goldberg said a few years ago, we shut it down in a caring and nice way, but we shut it down vayigba liba b'darchei Hashem. Gaiva the Gedusha, to stand up for the Borsham, not for yourself, for HaKadosh Baruch Hu. That's a Moshe teaching Yoshua. Yes, there's an Inu be Ba'anova, but there's also times to have Shtei Torah, so the one at the Torah at your home, Ba'anova. But also the Torah on the way, when you're leading and guiding, it's got to be for the honor of HaKadosh Baruch Hu, and it's okay to step up sometimes and step up for what's right. Have that balance of Anova and the Gaiva the Gedusha, moving on to Din number 3. Din number 3 comes to us from the Tzivtzei Tzadik, Lamed Aleph, Yud Beis. Hakel Sa'al, Mitzvah Hakel. King, to read the Torah, and men, women, and children should all come. This year is a big Hakel of the year after Shemitah. What's going on over here? Says that Tzivtzei Tzadik, the Piltzer Rebbe, he was the brother-in-law of the Sasems, I believe. What's this lashon of Liras Hashem Kachla Yamashir Atem Chaim Al Adama? Yeah, we know, but where else are you living? You're living in this world, says the Tzivtzei Tzadik. The Piltzer Rebbe, the brother of Sasamis, is telling us the Torah is teaching us something very crucial and critical. You're in this world, you're in the physical world, but that we're pulled down to this ground. Adama, where Adam is brought down to this world. It's not really not fair because we're brought in the Gashmi into the world. The Torah is teaching us, don't get obsessed with physicality, don't get obsessed with Gashmias. And when is a person able to hear that? Mitzvah Hakel Misael is it? Mitzvah Hakel, hearing the Torah, hearing the King, read the Torah, coming to Yerushalayim and seeing all the Jews, men, women, and children coming together. The Oyresam Levai Yishtaku B'Inyanei HaAdama. Don't get involved in the physicality of the world. That doesn't mean to live poor. It means don't make sure your priorities are spirituality. Make sure your priorities are Ruchniyistik. Make sure your priorities are for the Rabbonu Shalom, for your neshama. And that's after why those are Allah Adama, because you're going to be put in this world. It's not, and the game's really not going to be fair, because it's a neshama versus guf, and it's a guf to a world. You need those reminders. Shabbos is that reminder. Once every 7-8 years is that reminder of Hakel. To remember the neshama. Rav Chaim Kanievsky, Zatzal, Zuchusir Galinu, wrote, they put together beautiful ideas from Rav Chaim Kanievsky on Yom Noram, in English. From Avram Yishai Steinman, I believe he's a grandson of Steinman. And what happened was, Rav Chaim was once in the hospital. He was hospitalized after a number of doctors examined him. Dr. Mishlom Hart asked him, "Are you okay?" "Yes." And Rav Chaim said, "Do you know what pains me the most?" He says, "Yeah, we know we're going to take care of it." Rav Chaim shook his head, "No, you don't understand that what I have right now, it's a blemish, it's a physical blemish. And when time is the base of interest is going to come, I have a condition, I'll have a mum. I have a physical blemish, I'll disqual me from serving the base of interest." That's about talking to someone who was completely involved in the neshama. That's what I remember when the Maitse was brought down in Mishpacha magazine. That Rav Chaim was once taking on a ride back to Bnei Brak, I think from Yerushalayim. And what happened was, the person that he was with was a little short on shkalim. So Rav Chaim saw he was getting a little nervous. And he said, "What do you need?" He said, "I need some shkalim." So Rav Chaim said, "One second." He goes up the stairs, comes back down the stairs, and gives the guy that was with him, gives him a mishnayot shkalim. Didn't even come to Rav Chaim's mind that he was talking about shkalim, talking about shekels. Because Rav Chaim was immersed in the neshama. Kulu neshama, didn't matter. Having our priorities straight on our level. No one's saying we have to be Rav Chaim, but on our level, not to get brought down by the Adama. What a beautiful insight from Rav Chaim, from the Tzivtzei Tzadik and Rav Chaim. And those two mindsets of Rav Chaim. Move on to idea number 4. Last two ideas come to us on the Pasuk. But the kisul lechem is Ashira, Azos, Valamdas, Bnei Shtima, Befiyam. If to make sure the Torah is a Ashira and to write a Torah, it should be pleasant and you should be able to learn it in your mouth. And the Rambam codifies this. A person has charge to be able to do a mitzvah, to be able to write a sefer Torah. The Afal Pishay Nichelu Avos a sefer Torah mitzvah lechtov mishaloh. The Gemara Sanhedrin tells us Chavav on base. Even if you might have a Yushuf from your father, your grandfather, you have a sefer Torah. It's a mitzvah for you to write it. Says the Ksav Sofer. What do you learn from this Gemara that the Rambam quotes? Even if you have your forefathers, can I give you one? Person can't come to the relationship because your parents or your grandparents had a relationship with the Rabbonu Shalom. Can't go like that. It's got to come from you. It's got to come new. It's got to come personal. It's got to be real. That's why the Sfarim say that Avram is chesed, but Yitzchak was gvura. Yitzchak found his own way. And Yaakov had the ability to have teferis, to be able to blend in, to be able to find his own way, to be able to blend his father and the Zeta together. HaKadosh Baruch Hu doesn't want robots. That's what we say in Al-Shad HaKadosh tells us, V'sein chalkinu b'sor sechu. We say this 3 times a day, we take our 3 steps back. Hashem, give him my chalek. not someone else's chelik, my chelik in Torah, my connection to you, in Nigla, in Nister, in Chesed, in Tefillah, in my Avodas Hashem, give me my chelik. I don't want anyone else's. All right, that's why we say Torah Tzivilanu Moshe, Morasha Kilas Yaakov. Gemara and Bracha tells us, Al Tikir Me Morasha Ela Ma'urasa. Don't read Torah as Yerusha, but it's engagement. This is Rav Moshe and Rav Gifter. They both say the same idea. I think it was Rav Moshe and Rav Gifter. The Torah's got to be an engagement. It can't be a morasha. Just because your father learned Torah or your parents were connected, you have to have had your own connection, your own engagement, your own excitement. That's what we daven on the Yom Ha'Ram so much for. For our own ruchnius. So chinel chayim, melechavetz b'chayim. What's it? Chayim, chayim, chayim. Tefer Shalom says we're davening not just for physical life, but a life of ruchnius. Shana tova gemach nesima toiva 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 ein tova ela Torah, says Rav Tzadok. We're davening that we should have a year filled with Torah and mitzvahs, but personal Torah. My personal connection, says Iksav Sofer. And a personal Rebbe, and a personal connection to a personal access to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. I love that idea. Starting with the Rambam, the Iksav Sofer, and then the Al-Sheikh, Tefer Shalom, Rav Tzadok. Moving on to idea number 5. I think we might have quoted it before, but we got to say it again. This is the last mitzvah in the Torah. But it comes right after the pasuk, "Anochi Hasir Asir Panai." HaKadosh Baruch Hu is going to hide himself. Says the Chavetz Chaim, what's the smichos ha-parshis, what's the smichos ha-psukim over here, to write a Torah, but right after HaKadosh Baruch Hu is going to hide himself. Says the Chavetz Chaim, "La'meinu she'yesh b'koyach ha-Torah zos ha-zois, la'hagin ul-hatzil mikol tzor v'yogun." That the Torah is the ability to protect and to connect from any tzor and anything that we have. I saw from Rav Shlomo Feifeld, a great Maisa. I think there was a Rebbe that was going through a job change in the middle of the year. Rav Shlomo said, you're going to have a few days that are going to be very hard. Go to the Beis Midrash. The only way to survive this whole change, it wasn't anything negative, but I think the story was a little bit not informed, didn't say details, but had to be a change in the school. And Rav Shlomo Feifeld was telling his Talmud, the Rebbe that got fired. He goes, go to the Beis Midrash. The only way for you to come out of this normal is if you throw yourself into Torah. Ki ner mitzvah Torah. Ma'or megin no'ilam, afator megin no'ilam. The Gemara in Sotah tells us. Just like light brings light to the world, so to Torah brings light and protects us to the world. That's what's all about. Hashvin avinu l'sorasecha. When it comes to tshuva, aser simi tshuva, where's your Torah? How's your living Torah? Your living of Torah? What a beautiful insight. And the Chavetz Chaim, Rav Shlomo Feifeld, to be able to make sure to connect our during our system of tshuva. So it's really these 5 ideas. Rav Yaakov Emden, Vayilach Moshe, why did he go? Why didn't he just call them? Because Gemara and Machos tells us on Dav Zayin. And we know that Avimi, the Rav of Rav Chisda, taught Rav Chisda all Masechet Menachos. He forgot it. He went to Rav Chisda for him to teach it. The Gemara asked, why didn't he have the student come? Says the Gemara, because he would have more Hatzlacha if he went there. Yaakatsu Masasi Tam. Maybe my Moshe Ben, he went to Yeshua as well. Maybe it was at the end of his days, he went to Yeshua for him to be able to teach him, to remember. You see a tremendous lesson in Avo. And that's what Rav Shechter quotes from the Gemara Roshana, of Chavava Mebez, the whole Indian of the shofar, the primary member, it's got to be bent, because it shows a level of submission, of surrendering, of Anava. And that's a tremendous lesson we learn from Moshe and Yeshua. Which goes on to idea number 2, the Chazam Sofer tells us, Eni Kol Yisrael Chazak Beimatz. Tari Yonason tells us that Moshe Ben added that Yud before he went to the Merakim, to Mehoshir, to Yeshua, because he saw that Anava, he needed that strength. Says the Chassam Sofer, now he's going to be the Manager of the class, so now he's going to be the leader. You have to have that balance. You have to have the balance of being in the Rebbe, of the Nova. You also have the balance of having the guy with the Kedusha. And that's what the Chok of Rebbe says. The Gemara in Sanhedrin tells us, 21b, Chavat HaMadbez. You have the Torah at home, the king, and the Torah as you go. The Torah at home is Beshiflis. And you're with your family, simpleton, humble, submission. You're on the go. You have to have the Torah wherever you go to be able to be Mamach, to be guy with the Kedusha. The third idea of some of Sitzai Tzaddik, Pilz Rebbe. Why is it? Why did I add in the words by Hakel? We live in a world of Adama. What's Adama being over there? Lamed Aleph and Gimel. Because the Torah is telling us, you're in a world of Adama. You're in the world of Gashas. Don't get sucked down in it. Don't get suckered into it. Make sure you have Shabbos, you have Torah, you have Tefillah, you have connections, you have Rosh Hashanah, Yom Kippur to remind you. Hakel helps us to be able to remember once every 7-8 years. The value to keep in any Adama. Don't get involved in your Adama. You're a neshama. You're not a goof of the neshama. You're a neshama with a goof. That's what Chaim was telling the doctor when he wasn't feeling well. I'm not feeling well because of physical pain. Because now I won't be able to serve in the Beis Hamikdash because I'm a Bechor. And that's what Chaim was when he got in the taxi and the guy didn't have money. He ran up and said, I need some shkolim. He went up. What did he come down with? Not 20 shekels and not 100 shekels. He came down with Mishnah shkolim. When someone's so focused on the Neshama, that's always it. And our level. The fourth idea, we said from... Fourth and fifth idea we said from the Vatakisul Chem the Shir Zos, the Ksav Sofer, the Rambam codifies the mitzvah, the last mitzvah in the Torah, for us to be able to write a Sefer Torah and not rely, the Gemara in Sanhedrin tells us 21b, not rely on anything we got from our parents. Mitzvah lechtum mishul, have to write from yourself. Says the Ksav Sofer, a very informative message for every single one of us to make sure that Torah is fresh for us. We can't harbor back and can't hold on. Yes, they could help us get the Torah Omayim, but we have to find our own personal connection, that the Torah has to be from ourselves. You can't rely on the Sefer Torah that someone else wrote. You have your personal connection, your connection. Now it's Avram, was Chesed, Yitzchak, was Bruah, Yaakov, Tiferes, to be able to have it. Kodesh Baruch doesn't want any robots. He doesn't want any cookie cutters. Kodesh Baruch wants Chesein Chalkinu B'Sor. He wants everyone's own their own connection to the Rabbonu Shem. And that's what we say to Ver Shlomo, and the Ritzadok says, the whole union of Yom and Orom, Medavim, that we have Chaim, Shalom, Tovig, Marach, Sim, Tovig, Entov, the Torah, a year filled with spirituality, a year of connection, my own chid, like your own personal connection. Finally, the final deal, Chavetz Chaim tells us, Atta Kisla Chum Sir Yosh, Chum Zrive, the Tazav, Anach, Yasri, Yasri, why? Because the Torah has the ability to be able to guard us and protect us and to strengthen us. Yomar and Soda tells us, Ki Nermetz, the Torah, Orma, or Megin, the Oilam, Torah, Megin, the Oilam, just like light brings light to the world, so too the Torah brings light to the world. You have to remember this. That wherever we go, like Rav Shlomo Feivel was out, I told that Rebbe after he was going through a hard time, you throw yourself into Torah, it's the only way for you to get out of it. I remember Rav Soloveitchik, I believe it was in maybe 1967, I'm not sure which year, when Rav Soloveitchik had the triple avelus. I forgot who it was, but I think it was his wife, his father, and brother. I think it was a triple avelus. And Rav Soloveitchik has a very famous thing, because my Rebbe, my friend and Rebbe, Rabbi Yisrael, showed me that Rav Soloveitchik had the whole thing of it. The Rav said very personal things. And he said, without the Torah, he's not sure if he would have come out of the depression. He would have not saved him. So without his personal connection to the Torah, he would have been depressed. And remember, they changed the Lima that year in Yeshiva, in NYU, to learn Maseches Mari Katan. But we're also able to understand, we have to throw ourselves into Torah, Shevin Avinu L'Sorasecha, U'Shevizuch Bez Hashem, to be leaning over to the Rebbeinu Shem, especially during these days, to be Anova, to leaning over, when we're davening, to have the balance of Anova and Gavdik Dusha, to realize we're a Neshama, not a Guf, have our personal Chelik in Torah, and to understand the greatness and the Chelik of Torah, Shevizuch, to come out of Smetov, L'Anu, L'Chol Beis Yisrael, Shkoich.